House Republicans launched an investigation through their new select committee with a brazen assertion that the federal government has been weaponized against conservatives. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, the panel's firebrand chairman, made the case that national security officials, social media companies, and the media have been conspiring against conservatives.
Over the course of our work in this committee, we expect to hear from government officials and experts like we have here today. We expect to hear from Americans who've been targeted by their government. We expect to hear from people in the media. And we expect to hear from the FBI agents who have come forward as whistleblowers. We think many of them will sit for transcribed interviews, as one did on Tuesday. And we believe several of them will come and testify in open hearings. And finally, we expect to bring forward legislation that will help protect the American people.
Rather than focusing on new information, the hearing delved into longstanding conservative complaints about the Trump-Russia investigation and misdeeds by FBI officials, including anti-Trump text messages that have been documented for years. The FBI officials, whose names were repeatedly invoked, have long since left the Bureau. Republicans attributed their claims of weaponization to private interviews with dozens of whistleblowers over the last 2 years, when they were in the minority. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley recounted a long list of oft-cited grievances about the origins of the investigation between Russia and Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and complained about what he said was unfair media coverage and criticism of his inquiry into President Joe Biden's family.
It's clear to me that the Justice Department and the FBI are suffering from a political infection that, if it's not defeated, will cause the American people no longer to trust these storied institutions. It will also threaten the American way of life. Unfortunately, what you've heard from me, this story of government abuse and political treachery, is scarier than fiction.
In response, Democrats brought Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin, a former constitutional lawyer and member of the January 6th committee that disbanded last year, to make the opposite argument that it is congressional Republicans, not the federal government, who are weaponizing their oversight and investigative power against civil servants in the Biden administration. And all of it, Raskin argued, is being done in an effort to find retribution for Trump as he embarks on his 2024 presidential campaign.
When former President Donald Trump and his followers accuse you of doing something, they're usually telling you exactly what their own plans are. By establishing a select subcommittee on weaponization, they're telling us that Donald Trump's followers, who obviously control the subcommittee, will continue weaponizing any part of the government they can get their hands on to attack their enemies, defined as anyone who stands in the way of their quest for power.
Whether the hearings will help mobilize conservatives ahead of the 2024 election remains to be seen. According to NBC News, most Americans already believe that House Republicans will spend too much time investigating President Biden. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett Morgan.